Minnesota's health insurance marketplace has had its share of problems. A new lead contractor is expected to be picked in the coming weeks. The first few months after its launch, the exchange website was difficult, if not impossible, to use. Minnesota Public Radio interviewed some of the key players and reviewed state documents to figure out what went so wrong with MinSure. Elizabeth Stawicki reports.
Tom Baden, the state's lead IT expert, remembers when the real fear hit. It was the end of July, only 2 months before MinSure had to go up, and he and his team were still waiting for a key piece of software from a vendor.
And it being so close to October 1st, and looking at our ability to get it in, get it installed, test it, and go live 10-1, if there was a moment where I didn't sleep a wink that night, that was my night.
On October 1st, MinSure did go live, but many consumers couldn't create accounts. The site would throw them off or lock up. Becky Fink had undergone specialized training to help others enroll on MinSure, but because of bureaucratic delays, she didn't receive MinSure's permission to sign people up until December. The first day she could, she made appointments with five people.
It never worked for me.
After trying for about 12 hours, four of them still couldn't sign up.
It was hard to know that I had done my best and not be very competent. You know, the people that I had said, come in, I can help you do this, and I couldn't get past the first page.
Fink's experience was common, but the extent of MinSure's problems was hidden from the public for months. 3 weeks into the website's bumpy rollout, MinSure's executive director, April Todd Malmlove, declared all was well.
At this stage, I think the website is doing a very good job. Does that mean that it has everything in it that we ultimately want it to have? No.
An independent review in January found that behind the scenes, Todd Malmlove and other MinSure leaders were in crisis mode after October 1st. The site was buckling technologically under the massive onslaught of traffic. Consumers flooded the call center. Hour-long waits were the norm. April Todd Malmlove resigned in mid-December. What Minnesotans did not know is they were testing the site. There wasn't time for consumer testing before the site went live.
That's so screwed up. You can quote me on that.
Michael Krigsman is a consultant who specializes in diagnosing and preventing IT project failures. He says testing is key.
This is one of these things that's so foundational. It's like, why do we need to breathe the air?
But the lack of consumer testing is just one reason why MinSure sputtered. There were others, including the state couldn't decide on a lead contractor to build MinSure, which burned up valuable testing time. In January 2013, the feds issued 70 function benchmarks for MinSure that had to be completed in 6 months. And Minnesota had adopted one of the nation's most ambitious plans for its marketplace. Danette Coleman of the health insurance company Medica sees another problem. People with expertise in health policy, not IT, largely directed the project.
Incredibly dedicated and committed people who really believed strongly in the work, but they didn't really have the background to understand what it was that it was going to take to get this project done on time, on budget.
In hindsight, MinSure's board of directors say they should have demanded more information from MinSure's then executive director. MinSure's board chairman, Brian Buettner, now regrets the agency wasn't more forthcoming about the system.
If I could point to one of the largest failures of MinSure, it's been a communication failure. It's been managing the expectations of what was actually being built, when it was going to be delivered, and what was that functionality.
Meanwhile, the MinSure site limped along and sucked up thousands of staff hours fixing problems and developing workarounds. On New Year's Eve, the last day to sign up for coverage that would take effect the next day, Becky Fink called in the four people she'd tried and failed to enroll through the MinSure website.
I gave them all copy, and we made copies of the paper applications, and we got them all done, and we faxed them in.
MinSure leaders will decide soon whether to build a new website or try to improve on the current site. But officials say it is stable enough now to handle an expected increase in traffic in the next few weeks. For NPR News, this is Elizabeth Stawicki in St. Paul.
This story is part of a partnership with NPR, Minnesota Public Radio, and Kaiser Health News.